Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And just to let the callers on the line know, the first caller of the day who I tried to reach at area code 203, and I will be back in touch with you in just a moment, the first caller of the day has the opportunity to suggest the topic that we talk about at the top of the hour. So if you are listening to me, area code 203, I'm going to bring you on the line in just a moment. For now, I'm going to give you Ada Marie's contact information. She does give the first 15 minutes of a full-length session for free, so be sure to copy down this information, which I'll repeat twice. Her website is thegoldenoracle.com. That is thegoldenoracle.com. Her phone number, and she is available from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time. So her number is 520-896-9510. 520-896-9510. And so here is Ada Marie. Ada Marie, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you? It's warm here, but it's a wonderful day.
Well, it's a wonderful day here, too, and thanks for asking. I'm doing excellent. Always look forward to the show with you.
I look forward to my time with you. It seems like we do very well together with helping people.
Yes, we do. And Let's touch base with that caller from area code 203 and see if they have a topic for us for today.
Okay.
Hello, area code 203. What's your name?
Hello. My name is Troy.
Hi, Troy. How are you?
I'm all right. Doing good.
Good. Is there a topic you'd like to have Ada Marie talk about?
Yes, actually. I would like for her to touch on precognition.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that. Does that sound good, Ada Marie?
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's a wonderful topic.
Okay, we'll talk about that, and then we'll come back and take your question. Okay, Troy?
Sounds good.
Okay. And area code 917, I see you too. Have no fear, I'll get to you next. You're caller number two. So, precognition. I don't really have much knowledge of that, so I'm going to just turn that one over to Ada Marie and let it rip.
Well, you know, it's an excellent topic, and more people should be aware that they are precognitive, and many times they will get an emotional feeling, or they will get a sending through their head like a thought that tells you of something that is ahead of you. Now, many times people don't pay much attention to that because it isn't happening right then in front of them. But if they would get a little notebook and write down those, what I call sendings, they would find in their little book after a month or so that many of those sendings are accurate and they come ahead so that you are mentally or emotionally prepared to meet whatever it is that they are about. And sometimes you don't even know what they're about You just know that you have this feeling that somebody's coming by. And very often, my husband will say he's going down to lock the gate. I say, don't do that. Somebody's coming.
Well, I have experienced that self, not very frequently, but then again, what you're saying, and by the way, to the caller from 248, we will take your call. Right now we're talking about precognition, which is the topic of the day, and we'll take calls after about 10 minutes. At any rate, what you were saying about it coming ahead of time, sometimes quite a bit ahead of time, makes sense, because in retrospect, I can see where I have had senses about things that didn't make any sense to me at the time, and they later came to pass. Whereas there are other things, like just little things like thinking, you know, that light's going to be green. It's a light that's usually red, and then it's green, and things like that.
Right, and everyone has it. It isn't just a few people. It's everyone. And if you've been raised in a family where you've been taught to pay attention to those feelings, or sendings, as we called them as a girl, if you pay attention to them and get a little notebook and start writing them down, you'll be amazed at how many wonderful things are waiting ahead of you, and you don't even have to worry about it. It's just things just come to pass. Recently, a lady, she'd listened to the show before, and she called me and she said, I had the strangest feeling that my sister was going to come, and I'd had it for a week or so, then it went away, and then I was listening to your show, and yesterday she surprised me. She flew in to Topeka and asked me to pick her up at the airport, and I almost fainted.
Wow.
She had had the feeling ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then it went away. But then later, her sister came and surprised her. But it wasn't really a surprise, because she had that premonition. I call it a premonition, before. And then she just had to wait to see what happened. Well, what happened was her sister had to do something and couldn't leave that particular time. And she left the following week. On the following Monday.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If you put out a thought, for instance, I've had the experience many times of thinking to myself, I'd like to talk to Beth, and then within a matter of seconds, Beth calls me on the phone. Is that like precognition, or is that something else?
It's in the same field. Yeah, you are sending, you have mentally sent the message to your friend, she has picked it up in a precognitive form and called you back.
Okay.
Very often people who I get a lot of calls from people who are ill or in the hospital, and I'll be thinking about them, and I'll think, and then sure enough, within an hour or two, I get a phone call.
Uh-huh.
And they want to know, you know, if I will do something for them. And I do whatever I can, of course. But you get, a lot of times you do that, or you'll see, you'll be going down the street, you'll be driving down the street, and you think, oh, that light's going to turn green. And it does.
Right.
Not when you want it to, but it turns green for you when you get to it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I have a street that has lights that are not in synchrony, and you almost always get every red light. And when I'm feeling lucky, and maybe I'm putting that out to the universe,
right,
I get every single light green, which is amazing. And that happens.
Right.
That happens to me quite a bit. But,
well, it happens to a lot of people. They say, how does it happen? I said, because your thought process was harmony. It was in harmony, and it was in sync. So the light just turned and lets you through.
Well, let me ask you another question. How do people develop their precognitive skills?
Well, the way you develop any kind of a skill is to practice it, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay. when I told my children, and I had seven, when they'd come and say, Mama, this is happening. And when they got old enough to write, and they were like in the third or fourth grade, I'd say, write it down and look at the time. It's Monday at 4 o'clock. See how long it takes. If it's really going to happen, it'll happen within 7 days. And then you write it down and mark it that when it happened. And after a month, you can go back to your book and you can see how accurate you are. And it's amazing because people who are poor test takers, and you're talking to a very poor test taker.
Oh.
I had a very difficult time in school taking. I knew everything. I just couldn't remember it when I wanted to write it down. So I would do that for myself.
Uh-huh.
I would write down that I would remember the question. Whatever the question was, I would remember it. And then when I started to study this work, we call it something different, but it's like parapsychology. When we started to study this, the first thing that the instructor said to us was, don't lose a thought. A thought is a thing. It is as real as a knife, fork, and spoon. Don't lose a thought. And, of course, everybody ponders that. What do you mean, lose a thought? Because thoughts can go through your head so fast you can't even remember them.
Yeah.
But if a thought comes and you're in a situation where you can, remember the thought. Repeat the thought three times, and it'll usually stay in your head until whatever it's supposed to give you comes to pass. So it's very easy for people to have thoughts of things that are happening ahead of them because they are aware on another level of consciousness, and everybody has that. It isn't just some of us. Everybody has it. The more you practice, the better you get. If you're going to learn to drive a car, you got to get behind the wheel. The more you get behind the wheel, the more careful you are, the better driver you are, right?
Right.
The same way with this. If you get a sending, a thought, write it down. I used to have pieces of scratch paper all over the place where I wrote something down. I'd gather them up at night, and then I'd try to put them in order, but that was impossible. I finally got so I just wrote them down. So I just wrote them down, and one by one they would come to pass. It would be timely because I had written them, and when I seen things turning in that direction, I knew right away that it was going to be. It would be. It was passing, coming to me. So I was easy. It was easy for me to deal with it. I taught a number of people in the corporate field to do that, and my goodness, they went up in the company, up, because they had that recognitive ability from the practice. Just practice. Anybody can do it.
So you can also use it to manifest.
Yes.
Desire.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, that's what you're doing. You are manifesting in desire.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's a working desire, but you can manifest private desires, things that you'd like to be. For instance, a young man said to me, he said, this girl works at our company, but you never get to speak to her or see her. I said, all you have to do is remember to smile and remember that you are going to meet her in line or in the lunchroom or out on the street. Just keep that smile going. She'll see you. And sure enough, you know, she did see him, and they became great friends.
Yeah.
So, but you have to have the genuine feeling of truth about what you're doing because that makes it happen. And he wanted to meet her. He didn't say he wanted to hurt her or marry her or anything. He just wanted to meet her. He met her. So he had that energy going forth from him.
It sounds like it was a desire of the heart then.
Yes, it was a heart's desire.
I see. And those are the kinds that manifest, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly are. One lady, she was in her late 80s, and she said, Ada, All I want to do is to be able to live comfortably without being in debt. And I said, okay, have a chat with God when you go to bed tonight and tell him how much you think you need to be able to live out of debt and have a comfortable life. Oh, she said, what I'll tell him is, what I need, Father, is for you to set the things before me. I will do the work as long as it pays for me to be able to be out of debt.
Beautiful.
And that's what she did, and that she got a job as a house sitter, you know, and she didn't have to do any work. She just had to be in the house so that if anybody came, she could tell them to leave.
Sounds good. Well, listen, our calls are starting to line up, so I think we should go to the phone lines. But I would like to invite the callers, after they've asked their questions, Ada Marie to answer. If they have any questions with regard to precognition, you'll have an opportunity to ask about that, too, and we can continue the discussion in that fashion.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let's go back to Troy.
Yes.
Okay,
hello,
Troy, you're
hello.
Live. Hi.
All right. Good to be back. And everything that you were saying, Miss Ada, is spot on, because I just now realized recently that I'm precognitive. You know what I mean? Like, I just realized that recently, because I started digging deep into myself, and two people that I was very close with passed away, and right before they passed away, they was really heavy on my mind. Like, randomly I would think of these people, and then they end up dying. And then this just happened recently with one of my friends. He just passed away, and I was thinking about him a lot, but I never reached out to him until it was too late. So, you know, I just really want to know. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've had that lesson, and when they first come to my mind, especially if they come three times in one day, I get on the phone the next morning and call them up, because if I don't, they're going to be gone at the end of the week, and they pass over.
Right.
And I've known that to happen to me a number of times, and so now, a little wise here for a time, I got so that when somebody comes and I think of them like, you know, you think of them at odd times, like you're eating or you're shaving or you're doing something, and they come into your mind. Well, it's time to call them up so you still get to talk to them for a minute. So
exactly.
Don't wait.
So,
don't,
you know,
wait.
I had
call
to learn
them.
The hard way. I had
of course
to learn the
we all
way.
Do. We That's how we remember, you know.
Yeah, and
we
now,
do it
you know,
the hard way we remember. Yeah.
And, you know, I just don't I don't want that to happen again. So, you know, mainly my question is, because you guys was talking about how we could use these abilities to help manifest whatever we're trying to manifest in our reality. So should I just mainly meditate and get deep into my own soul so that way I could try to manifest, you know, like
well,
a relationship
I don't think
or things
meditation
like that?
Hurts anybody. It's good. But what you're talking about is the message. No, you don't need to meditate to get these kind of messages. They are coming through the ether to the individual. One man down in worked in a coal mine, and it was late in the afternoon. They were just about done when he had a feeling that something was radically wrong, and so he went ahead of the other men out of the mine, and went right away home, and his wife had a stroke. So she had sent him a message through the ether. She needed help, I'm sure she did. And when he got it, he didn't know what it was, but he hurried home, and when he got home, he could take her to the hospital, you see. He didn't know. He knew something was wrong, but he himself did not know what it was till he got there. And she she told me after she got out of the hospital, she said, he just came right home. He never came right home. He always talked to the boys and had a beer. She said, he was right there. I said, well, you had sent him a message, and I was thinking, I said, that's a message. You sent a message, and he came because he knew something wasn't right. So we get a lot of messages like that.
So she was the one that manifested that result then?
Right. She manifested that result for him to come.
Yeah, because that's what Troy was asking about, how he can do that for himself to manifest results.
Well, how you do it is you send out the thought. And when you send the thought, if the thought is harmonious and peaceful, it will go directly to the person. If it is in anger and a lot of negativity surrounding it, you have already shot yourself in the foot because it's not going to move very fast.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
If people say, well, if you get mad, you get action. Well, that's... That's a matter of opinion, you know. If you're in a daylight crowd, I suppose you would. But if you are angry with someone and you are sending it a long way, it's not going to go anywhere. It's just going to get out there and hang in the wind. So be careful how you watch your thinking. Be careful with your thinking. Because you do manifest your thinking, and if you manifest anger, you're going to get it. If you manifest love, you're going to get it. If you manifest friendship, you're going to get it. I mean, one time my car broke down on a road, and not a freeway, a road. And I got out of the car, and I looked at it, and I said, well, there's nothing to do with this. I got back in the car, and I sat down, and I said, okay, Bob, I'm sitting out here on the road, and it isn't going to move until you get here. And that was a friend of mine, a mechanic, and he was getting off of work, and he said, gosh, I think I'll just go on out to the garden and get me some vegetables, and then I won't have to go tomorrow. And, of course, I was sitting on that road right there. And I was sitting there, and he come driving up, and he says, what are you doing? I said, I'm waiting for you to get here.
Wow.
But see, he just thought of that. That thought came to him. He didn't know I was sitting out there till he saw me. And so it's amazing how thoughts come and things come to you. And always pay attention. Get your little notebook out and write them down. You never know when you're going to need those little answers. So,
oh yeah, you know, I keep a dream journal too, because you know certain messages come through my dreams. So I keep a dream journal right by my bed, just in case.
Mhm.
You know,
because they do those dreams are actually in process. They're in working process when you have them, and if you have one of my clients said, he was sound asleep, and he heard a fire engine a long way away. So he got up and he went to the door to look out, and the fire trucks were pouring water on the building he was in, and he's standing there in the doorway in his shorts, and all of a sudden he gets hit with a blast of water that knocked him across the room. And the guy said, there's a man in there, there's a man in there. So they had to get in there and get him out. But he heard the fire truck a long way away in his dream. But actually the building he was in, the apartment building, was on fire. So he got out safely, of course. But, I mean, things like that happen. They just happen. So pay attention to your... And guard your thoughts. I tell you, guard your thoughts. Make sure they're positive and healthy. You have a bad thought, you're going to be negative, you're going to get sick. That's how people get sick. They have bad thoughts. One lady worried and worried and worried that she'd die of cancer. Well, she did. She took it on herself. She did. And those are the kind of things you don't want to do. You want to stay positive and know you're in perfect health. I tap my temples every morning and say, I am in perfect health, perfect health, perfect health. And I do it 10 times, and I am in perfect health. There's no joke about that. I can work as hard as any 20-year-old kid.
Yeah, and Ada Marie's not 20.
Oh, no, honey. I've passed many 20s, many 20s.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Toy, does that answer your question, or did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
No, that's it. That's it. You know, I definitely appreciate the words of wisdom. And I'm going to continue to do my own self-work and to hone in on my abilities, because I'm 100% positive that I'm precognitive, you know. I'm an empath.
You definitely are.
I'm a Pisces. I got a whole lot of, you know, things going for myself, so... Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good.
Yeah, and Troy, keep us posted. Ada Marie's on every week at this time, and we'd love to hear your progress.
All right, cool. I will.
Okay, very good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 917. 917, what is your name, please?
Hey, my name is Tim. How are you guys doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Did you say Tim?
Yeah, Tim. T-I-M.
Yep. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. What's your question, Tim?
My question is, well, I'm definitely going to have to go back and listen to the beginning of the show. Just for some tips. So my question is, we had spoken before, Ada Marie, about me trying to find a new job. You know, I'm not exactly sure what that's going to be doing, but I believe you told me that there's something, there's a similar someone, a job almost available nearby or somewhere, but I'm just missing it. So I've been trying to just do a grounding meditation every day.
You know what?
Positive. Yep.
You're positive, so sit down with a pencil and paper and write down that the job is within this radius, and you are going to be walking down the street and find it. You have found it. You've passed it, but this time when you put it under your pillow, this time when you walk down the road, you'll either meet somebody in that company or you'll see the door and you'll go in and you'll have the job. The job is there. So write it down.
So write it down that the job is within. So write it down that the job is within my radius. Sweep it underneath my pillow.
Right, and it's in a job that you can do that you're trained in, and write it down. You're right there. You're there.
And you suggest to be as specific as possible about all the things that you want the job to be, right?
Right. Write out the job, the kind of pay you're getting, the kind of people you work with, the joy you have in doing the work, all those things. Write them out. Put them under your pillow, and then it won't be long. You'll be right there, and the job will be very close to home, if you write it close to home.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of work are you looking for? Tim, what kind of work are you looking for?
Well, I'm kind of doing technical support over the phone, and I was trying to do something different, something more in touch with my people skills. I wasn't really sure, so that's kind of hard to manifest when you're unsure. It's just very unhappy where I'm working, so I was thinking of trying to just change things up. Definitely job, possibly career, but in the short term, definitely another job that's less taxing on my soul.
Well, let's write it out and be happy about it, and it'll happen.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Ada Marie. You got it.
You're welcome, honey. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim, yeah, listen to the beginning of the show, because Ada Marie talks about precognition, and you probably, whoops, he's gone. Okay, he said he was going to listen to it, so that will help him. Okay, we're going to go to area code 248, and you are live. And Maria, question. Do you have any questions about cognition? You can ask that too. What's your name, please?
Shamika.
Hi, Shamika.
Hi, Ada. I just had a question. I have a doctor's appointment on. I have a doctor's appointment on Friday.
You what?
She has a doctor's appointment.
I have a doctor's appointment on Friday. I found a lump in my breast. I'm trying not to worry about it, but will you see anything?
Well, you know what? Sometimes that happens, but I see that it's benign, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Shamika, there's a lot of static in the background. What is that?
I'm sorry. I just got off work. I'm on the bus.
Oh, that's okay, sweetie. Okay. Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm on my headset.
Oh. Is there a way you can get off the headset? Because that sometimes compounds the problem.
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now we're talking. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and ask away.
That was my only question.
You sure?
Yeah.
What?
I was a little worried about it, so.
Well, worry never serves any purpose, does it, Ada Marie?
No, it doesn't. All it does is probably end up making you sick in the end. But, you know, instead of worrying, and I taught my kids this when they were little, if they have a problem, and in school you always have arithmetic problems, you turn the problems over to God at night when you go to bed and say, okay, Father, now I need to know how to do this, or I need to know how to fix this, or I need to be healed, and bingo, he fixes it while you sleep. And that isn't a joke. I mean, it happens. So you talk to him and let him do it. He's the best doctor there is.
And Shamika, Ada Marie also talks about having this, holding the knowing. It's beyond faith. It's knowing that whatever it is that you wish to possess or that you desire is yours for the asking, and that it's already happening now.
As long as you know it.
Yeah.
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 Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Is that it, honey?
When you know, you know. You do not question the knowing. So just know it and hold it.
Okay?
Okay? You're welcome.
Take care, Shamika. Have a good bus ride.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Okay, we're going to your area code, Ada Marie, 520. You're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name's Christina, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Christina.
Hi. And it
How
seems
are
like you?
You
answered my I am good, but I was going to ask about career, but I heard you saying you can write it down and ask for the job you want, so I'm like, can I do that too? So I'm like, I think
right.
I'll do that.
Okay. Absolutely. Anyone could do it.
Yeah, so I don't
Just
know if I have any more really a question. I wanted to know what did you do? I don't know when you guys were talking right now. You said if you have any questions about, and then it was all staticky, and I couldn't really hear what you were saying.
Oh, sure. Well, we were talking about precognition, how everybody has it and what it's about and how you can develop it. So that was the subject of the day that we were talking about in the beginning of the show. Do you have any questions about that? It also involves manifesting your desires.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Then you have to hold the knowing. The secret is, of people like us who have lived a long time, be careful what you ask for, because you will get it.
Uh-huh.
Whatever it is, you will get it. So let me caution you in the beginning. Be very careful what you ask for, because it might not be everything you think it is. So be sure you check it out first. But if you have the knowing and you are holding it, it will manifest. Okay.
Well, can you give me any other tips on manifestation?
Well, you can. Manifestation is your privilege. You can manifest anything you wish. I know
all
a person
right.
who.
I'm gonna pick out my wish list now.
Absolutely, and be sure that it's positive and healthy. You don't want to manifest something that you cannot handle. Just something that's positive and healthy. So.
We talked about how it should be a desire of the heart, that it should be harmonious.
And peaceful, yes.
Peaceful, not cause harm to any person.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it won't. If it comes from your heart and it's harmonious and peaceful, it will not cause harm to anyone, and least of all to you. Because it's something that is positive and is going to flow with an easy, easy flow. So you can manifest about anything if you are careful to manifest something that's good for you. Don't manifest something that isn't, because you'll be miserable.
Isn't the secret to stay positive?
It is the secret to stay positive.
Mm-hmm. And that puts you in the place of knowing.
Yes. People used to say, well, what do you think? I say, well, I don't think. And I don't know, but I know it. I just don't know what I know.
Explain that one.
Okay. When you know something, you know, like sometimes you just feel it, you know it. But you don't know what you know.
I see.
See, and I always say, I know. I just don't know what I know. That's all. I'll find out eventually, but I don't know right now.
Mm-hmm. So that comes back to the faith thing.
To
believe that God only wants what is good for you, and that good things come to those who wait.
Right, and who have the patience of thoughtful kindness.
Mm.
You have to be kind to yourself. If you're not kind to yourself, you're not doing yourself any favors, and the universe won't do any for you either.
Mm.
Mm. If you treat yourself badly, it'll let you do it, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It'll let it happen. These kids that go out and get into all kinds of trouble, and they can't get out of it, they'll eventually get into some kind of trouble that leaves a mark on their life that they can't forget. So they should think first before they get busy and do something foolish.
What kind of career are you looking for, Christina?
Well, I've been in housekeeping for a very long time, and I'm looking for other kind of work, like a reception or a secretary or, you know, something answering phones.
Do you see her doing something like that, Ada Marie?
She definitely could.
Or should I be looking a different direction?
Well, if that's the kind of work you think you enjoy, then that's a good thing. If you would enjoy something different, then look around and see. You may enjoy more working with people. You may enjoy a job working with people, you know.
Yeah,
like
well,
I
did enjoy housekeeping, and I like, you know, I do like cleaning, and I like when you clean afterwards, the effect, you know, it looks nice.
Yeah.
I've been working in independent homes and memory care, and it takes a toll on yourself, especially the memory care. So that's how I'm gonna go to something different now and try. I've done cashiering before, you know, so I'm not sure what I want to do. So I've just been putting applications everywhere, like for gift shops, for anything. I just want to try something now. So
right.
Just seeing if I'm going in the right way or you see.
Well, what you do is when you do that, I've done that too. I say, okay, this is the money I want to make, and these are the kind of people I want to work with. And I want to work within 3 miles of home. And I put applications everywhere for miles. And usually I end up within a 5-mile radius of home. And I had kids, so I had to be able to be home from work by 4 o'clock so they came from school. So you can do that. You can just write out where you want to be and how far you want to go and how much money you want to make.
Okay, that's
so
wonderful, because maybe I'm blocking myself, because I used to be able to just go get a job anywhere. Like, I could apply and I'd get it, and I could pick or choose, and then, I don't know, I'm just like, I've been applying and I haven't found anything, and I'm not desperate for a job, I don't have to, I want to work part-time, I want to get out of my home, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to start volunteering.
Okay, that's good.
Well, I think it's important to remember that you deserve to be happy and that that's what God wants for you, that you deserve to find something that fulfills you and to put that out to the universe.
Okay.
And that is important. That's very important, because that makes you healthy for years to come.
All right. Well, thank you for all this positive energy. I already feel better. I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write Christina's story.
Right.
Write what I want. And then I'm going to
start manifesting it.
Beautiful. And let us know when you manifest it. We're on every week at 5 o'clock Eastern time, every Wednesday.
Okay. I will let you know. And thank you, too.
Okay.
Thanks for your positive energy, and have a great evening.
Well, thank you for calling. God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All the best.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a caller from area code 830. What is your name, please?
How are you, Justin?
Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm excellent. Say hello to Ada Marie.
Hello, Ada Marie. How are you?
I'm happy and I'm fine. And what are you up to today?
I'm with my mom. We're heading back home. You remind me, your voice is very, it reminds me of Dolores Cannon.
What?
Pardon?
Your voice, you have a very familiar, you sound like Dolores Cannon.
Do you know
you
who
Dolores
Cannon?
Dolores
Cannon.
I don't know her, but.
Who is she, Justin? You're kind of breaking up a bit, Justin.
We're losing you. Dolores somebody, he said.
Dolores Cannon. Whoops, we lost him.
Ooh.
Well, it was not a good connection. Maybe he'll call back, but too bad we didn't get his question.
Yeah.
We still have Shamika and Christina on the line. Let's ask them if they have a subject they want us to talk about.
Okay.
Okay, Shamika, I'm coming back to you. Pick a subject and we'll talk about it. Whoops. She's shy. She hung up. Christina, do you have a topic you'd like Ada Marie to talk about?
How about crystals?
Crystals?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very good topic because they are really, really working tools for people that know how to honor them and take care of them. You can have a crystal.
I have a big giant rose quartz. Is that how you say it? And it's a big rock. And I'm just wondering what kind of power can I take out of it?
It has love and delight and joy and perfect health because the rose crystals only emanate love. That's their power, and it's very strong. The bigger it is, the more joy you have around you.
It's huge, I have it on my nightstand, and I've thought of breaking it, but I'm scared to. So I thought if I could have more pieces, that way. But it's better to keep it whole. I haven't had the courage to do it. You know, so I've gotten it was
right. It emanates throughout your whole property, you know, not just your house, but it emanates throughout the property. Wherever you put it on the property or in the house, it emanates that energy through and through and through. So you don't need to break it up.
And how do I clean it? How do I clean it?
I wash it. It's a rock. Just put it in the sink and give it a bath.
Open water. Okay.
Absolutely.
I've done that before, but I just had to make sure I was doing it properly. You know,
it doesn't hurt at all. Out in the earth, the rain washes it. So you're really giving it a nice bath without having pouring rain and thunder and lightning and everything. So you can wash it anytime you want.
And we can talk more about crystals. I just wanted to let area code 830 know that we are aware you're on the line and we will get to you. So what else would you like to say? What else do you want
to
ask? That's all right. We'll talk about crystals for a minute. We have 15 minutes left. Yeah.
Crystals are, I have a number of crystals, and people send me crystals. They'll call up and say, Ada, I want to send you something, and I'll say, okay, do that. And then, you know, I can tell by their auric field what it is, and it's another crystal coming. And I have a few. I have to admit, I have a few strung around the house because people keep sending them as a gift. So that's a nice thing. That's a very nice thing. And I like the smaller ones because they don't, you know, you have a place you can put them in a window or something. So, but that's what happens. They're wonderful. They emanate a lot of energy. In my kitchen window, I have a real deep blue one, a green one, a white one, a coral one, a rose-colored one, and a purple one. And they're not big, but they're very nice, and they emanate a lot of energy throughout the house, and that's a good thing. Everybody that comes here feels so good they never want to leave.
that's the way my home is. Yeah.
Pardon?
I said that's the way my home is. People come and they're like, good here.
Yeah, it feels wonderful. They love it. They always will, as long as you're there, because you hold that energy of the crystals. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
you
have such positive energy, Christina. It really comes through in your voice. You have a real zest for life, and you sound like you're filled with joy.
I am. I couldn't be happier. I'm life is good, and it's the way you look at life. You know, I always tell my children, you have to faith is what you believe in things that you cannot see, but they're coming, and everything, the way you believe in things are the way that, you know, how does it say, change your thoughts and change your world. You know, so we got to think as positive as we can, and even when they throw mud at us, I guess we can make something out of mud, you know. We can make it better, you know. I don't know.
Right.
You know, there's ways of making things, you know, come out, you know, something negative can come out positive. You know, you can learn something from it and then not go down that road again or not speak that way
right.
or not think
don't,
that way.
If you've learned it's wrong, don't do it again.
How
there
old
you
are you,
go.
Chris? How old are you, Christina?
I'm 51, and I'm proud of it.
Yes. Well, you have a lot of wisdom, darling.
Well, thank you. And I've been having, I had some owls come and visit me not too long ago.
Mm.
Three little owls came and visit me.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, that's a good
one. Yeah, there were little white ones. They were so pretty. I was like, wow. I'm like, okay, what kind of message do you have for me today? Or it was tonight. It was at night time. And they were looking at me. And I was
like, white
okay.
owls?
They
were,
like, okay. Yes, white owls.
That's great protection, you know.
Oh,
that's true.
Great.
And I don't know where you live, but they are real good protection for you.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Oh, I live in Arizona.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I do too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
oh,
I live north of Tucson.
I live in Tucson.
Uh-huh.
Oh. I live west.
Well, we're not too far
west.
Apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was working up in Oral Valley.
Well, my phone number is 520-896-9510. We'll get together for coffee.
Okay, 89. Wait, can you tell me again? I'm sorry. My pen wasn't
okay.
as fast as you were.
520-896-9510.
Okay, and I'll take you up on that coffee Wednesday.
Okay, I live in Oracle.
Okay, that
you're
sounds
probably,
fine. I
yeah, I'm
that
pretty.
Fast.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
Yeah,
all right, Christina, we're going to take the other caller, but thank you for calling and staying on the line. It's been great to talk
okay.
to you.
You yeah. too. Thank you,
okay.
guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 830. Is this Justin?
Yes, it is. Sorry, we lost y'all.
That's all right. We've got a much better connection now. It was very poor before.
Yes. How are you? I'm sorry. Yeah. No, Dolores Cannon is a pathwise progressionist.
Oh.
What?
So,
she's a past regressionist.
Oh.
A past life regressionist and a hypnosis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She does hypnosis.
Well, Justin,
but,
you have a question? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. It's just my mom and I here. And we just got home, and it's been one of those where the common becomes uncommon, or the uncommon becomes common type of days. you know, if maybe y'all have any messages from spirit, because there's definitely a message trying to get to us.
Definitely.
And we. I think we're overthinking it, or we're not seeing it. So what are y'all picking up?
Now, you're asking about a message or receiving one?
Either, whichever, receiving a message, I feel like it would be.
Do you receive messages regularly?
I do.
Well, good, good. Are they positive and clear?
Sometimes, 80% of the time, or 70% of the time, the rest is definitely questionable or makes me question myself always. But that will always
mm-hmm.
be because that's part of testing your character.
Right. Right. So
he wonders if you have a message from Spirit to give him.
No, I do not have. I do not do that on the air. He can call me, and I can maybe receive something for him, but I don't do Spirit work on the phone.
She will answer a specific question, Justin, but if you want to do a session, she gives 15 minutes for free, and she can do that kind of work. Yeah. Do you want to copy down her phone number so you have it?
Yes, please. You got it. Yeah.
Are you
I'm
ready?
Writing it down.
It's 520-896. Yeah, 896-9510, and she's available Pacific time from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right.
Yeah. Do you have a specific question you'd like to ask in the time that's remaining?
I'm just, I don't know. I can't think on the top. It's about, am I going to understand my new spiritual abilities? Because,
yes.
You
wouldn't receive it if you couldn't understand it.
Okay.
When Spirit comes to talk with you, you will understand because that's what it's about.
Okay.
If you don't understand it, it's incorrect to begin with.
Does that make sense, Justin?
All right. It does.
Yeah. Right. So give me a call and we can talk.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Ada, A-D-A, Ada Marie.
Is it okay if I call you also? I'm Justin's mom.
Yes, you may.
Yeah, and if you want to check out her website, it is thegoldenoracle.com.
Okay.
Ada Marie is a very talented medium.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's your name, honey?
I have a question in all this also, but I don't know what I'm trying to ask, so I think it's probably one that I need to call her directly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, because today has been a very odd day. I mean, it's been in your face. Signs and messages, like, everywhere, and we don't know which way it's leading us.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's your name?
My name is Debbie.
Oh, hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, give Ada Marie a call.
Yes, sir. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah. All right.
Just to let you know, Ada Marie is on the air every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And we also will discuss a topic if somebody wants to propose a topic for the day. The first caller gets to suggest the topic, and you can call in 15 minutes ahead of the show, and you'll be the first caller of the day.
Okay, that sounds good. I don't know, this question, I feel like I'm going through a spiritual awakening, but do you feel anything about that, or...
I didn't understand what she said.
She says she feels like she's going through a spiritual awakening, and she wonders what you feel about that.
Well, she could be. Actually, most everybody goes through one sooner or later, and if she's going to call, then I can look into her auric field and see where she's at. She's a very positive person, though. She's, you know, she's up. That's a good thing.
Yes.
So
okay.
Just call and we'll talk.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. You have a wonderful, wonderful week, okay?
You too. Both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you okay. both for calling.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
yeah.
You're welcome. Oh, my goodness, what, Ada Marie?
Well, I can't believe the hour's gone.
It went quickly, didn't it?
It did. It did.
Yeah. And we filled it right up, didn't we?
Right, we did. We did. We started right off, and it just flew.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Well, is there anything else you want to say about precognition before we end the show?
Everybody has it.
Mm.
And a lot of people just don't give it any power or any thought. If they just paid a little bit of attention, it wouldn't be long till they could know what's ahead of them every day.
Mm.
You just know what's going to go on, because that particular power goes through every hour of your life with you, stays with you.
So what you were saying earlier is practice is what makes it perfect.
Practice makes perfect. It certainly does.
Yeah.
And that's how come so many women, because they raise children, they kind of get thrown into the realm of having to practice it just to keep up with their kids, you know.
Right, right. That makes sense. Yeah.
That's why they're more aware than men are.
Well, that's a good sign for men to get a little more involved with their child rearing if they want to develop that skill themselves.
Yeah, it's easy to develop, but you have to work with it, you know. You have to work with that kind of a skill. So like anything else, the more you practice, the better you get.
And staying positive is key too, isn't it?
It is that is the key. That's the only thing that makes it positive. I mean, it's the only thing that makes it happen. Negativity does not allow that power to come through.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good message. Justin mm-hmm. and Debbie are still on the line. It's good that they're listening. I would suggest to you that you go back and listen to the beginning of the show, because Ada Marie did about a 15-minute discussion on precognition, which is very interesting. And the audio will be live in about 15 minutes. You can find it. Let me tell you how you can find the show. If you get your pen and piece of paper out, I will give that information to you in just a moment. But I want to say, Ada Marie, it's been a joy to work with you again today, and I look forward to it every week.
Well, I look forward to working with you, too, because it's so much fun. I mean, we just seem to hit it off perfect.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's a nice marriage of sorts.
Right, it certainly is.
Okay, well, Debbie and Justin, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark, spelled with an E. And that will bring up the roster of shows, and just look for the Ada Marie show for today, and feel free to look at any of the other podcasts. I have a lot of interesting guests on. I produce Ada Marie's show, but I do two shows a week myself, Thursday and Friday nights. Lots of interesting people, lots of spiritually gifted people, and so feel free to listen to any of those podcasts. And I post the shows a week ahead of time. I do have a very interesting guest on tomorrow night. You'll see that show listed. So feel free to call in for that if you'd like.
Okay, and who is that guest?
Her name is Melanie Barnum. Do you know her?
I know of her. Wonderful.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been on the show once before. And Justin and Debbie, she is a psychic medium.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also an author. And Ada Marie, feel free to call in and have a talk with her.
Okay, if I can do that, I will.
Okay. Call me back, and I'll give you the – or actually, stay on the line after I end the show, and I'll give you the phone number, okay?
Okay, good.
All right, folks. Goodbye, everybody, and God bless.
And have a good week, okay?
That sounds great. Okay. Well,